To most of the world, the Bible is just a history book or a book of practical wisdom, but it's far more than those things. The Bible is God's Word. Here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, we believe that the Bible is more than just a bestseller, but it's powerful and life-changing. The Bible has the answers to your important questions and can teach us about the things that are visible and invisible. This is why we are excited to share God's timeless truths with you. We are glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning for our program. And our prayer, as always, is that you would allow God's Word to direct your life. Here is Pastor Burns.
There are a lot of events in our life that we don't understand. And even though we don't understand the hand of God, we can always trust the heart of God. We're looking at God's working and providence in our life. And this is coming up next on Timeless Truths. Amen. So many times in our life, we're so busy that we need to be still and know that He is God. And in the circumstances of our life, in the troubling seas of our life, we need to be still and realize who God is. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him. That's the Lord, and He shall direct thy path. And so there are times in our life we need to trust in the Lord, and we need to put our confidence in Him. And it truly is a blessing to know that God is our helper and that God is there to direct us. Christian, we're looking at John chapter 16 in our Bibles. I hope that you have a Bible handy for our Bible study. Many churches have decided to put away, make the Bible second place in their church. And they've replaced the Word of God with entertainment. They replaced the Word of God with drama. But we believe that the Bible people must have first place. The Word of God, God's Word to us, must have an important part in our church and in our life. And so we want to focus on the Word of God here this morning. John chapter 16, verse number 1. The Bible says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I have told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I will tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." I want us to notice in our Bibles this morning for our Bible study, I want us to notice verse number 7, where the Bible says here, "It is expedient for you that I go away." How many things in your life do we not understand? I believe the list is innumerable. I mean, how many unanswered questions do you have in your life? Unanswered questions about the events that have taken place in your life. I mean, can we count them all? Questions of why these events have taken place. Questions of why these events, happened to you. It's important for us to embrace what we don't understand. There's a lot of Bible doctrines or Bible truths that I read about that I don't understand. And that's okay. We need to embrace what we don't understand. The Bible speaks of the peace of God, which is beyond our understanding or beyond our ability to comprehend. And if the peace of God is beyond our ability to comprehend, then I think the Godhead or the Trinity is probably up there as well. A lot of times people take what they don't understand and they try to create a teaching from it. They try to create a doctrine from it. And this is what in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, this is what the false prophets were doing, the false teachers were doing. The Bible says they speak evil of the things that they understand not. And so we need to not try to explain what we don't understand, but embrace what we don't understand, because the reality is if we serve a God that we can understand everything about him, then what kind of God would he be? He tells us in his word that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And so we need to be still in our life, and we need to remember who God is. We need to be quiet and remember who God is. So just because there are things about your Christian life that you don't understand, that's okay. That's fine. Embrace what you don't understand. Seek the face of God. Seek wisdom from God, and God will help you and lead you and guide you in your life. And so there are parts of our Christian life that we don't understand. But we find in this passage of scripture that disciples are in a difficult place. They're in a time in their life, circumstances are taking place that they don't understand. And the Lord is writing to them, or writing to us and speaking to them about these circumstances that help us all to know the heart of God. And that's what really I want to focus on this morning, if I could, is the heart of God. Because sometimes we can't know the hand of God. Several years ago, there was a missionary that was very close to our church. He had been to our church and was raising support to go to the Netherlands. A young man who already knew the language. Him and his wife had been to the Netherlands several times. They were excited to go to the Netherlands. And the first year that this young man, he had surrendered to go to the Netherlands when he was a teenager. And now he was married. He had a couple children. He was ready to go to the Netherlands to serve there. And the first year that he got to the Netherlands to serve, he was killed in a terrible car accident. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand why God would allow that to happen. But just because I don't understand, and just because I question the work of God, doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to just forget about everything and I'm going to just throw my faith to the side and throw my hands up in the air. You see, you embrace what you don't understand, knowing that there's an all-powerful God who has a plan and a purpose that is greater than my understanding and greater than my comprehension. And we need to embrace the heart of God, knowing that He knows best. So I want to look at a couple of things in this passage of scripture that I think will help you to better understand the heart of God. And that's my purpose in these messages and this Bible study, is to help you to understand more the heart of God. Because we can't always understand the hand of God, what God does, what God allows, what the working of God. We can't always understand the hand of God, but we can understand the heart of God. And that's what I want to focus on in this Bible study here this morning. Number one, I want us to think about God knows what is best. God knows what is best for our life. God knows what is best for our life, even when it doesn't seem clear, even when it doesn't seem fair, and even when it doesn't seem good. God knows what is best for our life, even when it doesn't seem clear, when it doesn't seem fair, and when it doesn't seem good. Now, Jesus is standing before his students, his disciples, and he is explaining to his disciples that difficult times are coming. In verse number one, he speaks here of the seriousness of the events that are going to take place. He talks about the fact that this is going to be fearful times, and that he doesn't want them to be offended. In verse 16, verse 1, I don't want you to stumble at what I'm saying to you, because verse number 2, there will be those who will put you out of the synagogue. Now, that's speaking of the religious leaders of that day. And in the epistles, it talks about the Judaizers. It talks about those who spoke of religion and had a works-based salvation. And that's what the Jews had done. They had taken what God had given to them, and they'd created a religion out of it. And so Jesus is saying there's coming a time when your message will threaten the religion of the day. And religion is a big business today. That's why we talk about pure religion, undefiled before God. Devotion, true devotion to God, is through Jesus Christ, having Christ as our Savior, walking in the truth, you know, and good works because of salvation, not for salvation. This is pure religion. And so Jesus is saying that the gospel message or your message is going to threaten religion, the Pharisees, the Sadducees of the day, and because of that, they're going to persecute you. He says they'll throw you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time is coming when they're going to kill you, and they're going to think that they're doing the very service of God. Now, that's pretty extreme, and the example would be the Apostle Paul, because the Apostle Paul was a Pharisee. He was high up in leadership within the Pharisees, and Paul thought he was doing the service of God. He was persecuting the church. The reality is that he realized he needed Christ as a Savior, and on the road to Damascus, you know, he turned in faith to Christ, and his life was changed because of it. But Jesus is saying, I want you to know that the time is coming when the true enemy of the church is going to take place. That's going to be religion, and they're going to try to kill you, and they will kill you, and they're thinking that they're doing the service of God. And I want you to remember what I'm saying to you. I want you to remember that there are difficult times coming. Now, I think it's important for our life to remember the words of Jesus. I think it's important in our life to remember what the Bible says about the presence of Christ, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And in the middle of our trials, it's important to use the Bible to even attack the devil, because really the word of God is our only offensive weapon. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And I guess we could say it's the only weapon we need. And so we need to remember the words of the word of God. Remember, the Lord will never leave us, and remember that God's presence is with us no matter where we go, that his grace is sufficient, the Bible says, and that God will protect us, and God will help us in time of need in our life. And so God is always there, and God is always there to help us and provide for us, but we need to humbly accept the grace of God in our life. And so the Lord is saying, listen, I want you to remember what I'm saying to you right now, because difficult times are coming, times of trial, times of hurt, times of helplessness, and you need to remember the words that I'm telling you now. And so in verse number 5, Jesus, he looks to the very final mile of redemption. He's looking to the cross. He's looking to the tomb. He's looking to that wonderful resurrection, and he's saying, I'm going away. In verse number 6, the Bible says here, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Now, it can be expected that the disciples would be sad that Jesus was going away. I mean, can you imagine what it must have been like to walk with Jesus? Now, I understand that the Lord is with us. The Bible says where two or three are gathered, that the Lord is with us and he's in our presence. And I understand all of that. But in a physical sense, can you imagine what it must have been like to walk with Jesus, to talk with Jesus in a physical way, to see his miracles, to turn water into wine, to heal blinded eyes, to see the lame, to see the lame walk, to see the dead be raised. It must have just been incredible to walk with the Lord. And now Jesus is telling his disciples that he is going away. Now, it's no secret that everyone is better when Jesus is near. It's no secret that we are all better when we are near to the Lord. And that's why the Bible says, draw near unto God and God will draw near unto us, because we are better Christians when the Lord is near us. And when Peter was away from the Lord, I mean, he had denied the Lord. He went back fishing. The rest of the disciples were hiding, fearful for their life. I mean, we are always better when Jesus is by our side. And so Jesus is saying here in this passage of scripture, I'm going away. And he says in verse number 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I want you to know that what I'm telling to you is true. Now, oftentimes when we hear that expression, you know, I tell you the truth, we would question that person, the next words coming out of his mouth, we would question that it's actually the truth. But what Jesus is saying here is, I know it's difficult for you to understand, and I know it's difficult for you to believe. In verse number 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I know it's difficult for you to comprehend this, but what I'm saying is, it is expedient for you that I go away. It is beneficial that I leave you. Now, the disciples are now, you know, they're scratching their head. They don't understand. Jesus, why would it be better for you to go away? Why is it better or beneficial that you leave us? And Jesus gives the answer in verse number 7. He says, I'm going to send to you the Comforter, verse 7, the Spirit of Truth, verse 13. He will guide you into all truth. He will tell you what I say for him to tell you. He will reveal me to you. Jesus said, I know it's hard for you to understand. I know that this is going to bring sorrow in your life. It may be puzzling, but I want you to trust my heart, even when you don't understand my hand, and understand understand it is necessary for your life. It is necessary for your life. Now, let's think about that. It is expedient for you. It is beneficial for your life. There are times in our life that God allows us to go through trials that we need to go through those trials. We need to go through those difficulties. It is beneficial in our life that we go through those trials in our life. I want us to take our Bibles, and I want us to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And I want us to think about a circumstance in the Apostle Paul's life where this is the case in Paul's life. So the Apostle Paul says, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6, he says, "For though I would desire to glory, I will not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, for that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Now, the Apostle Paul is saying, I don't want you to think of me more highly than you should think of me. I don't want you to glory in me. I don't want you to glory in what God has given me. I want you to glory in God. And because of that, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh. Now, the expression there, thorn in my flesh, was a physical handicap that came upon the Apostle Paul. And the Bible says that the Apostle Paul prayed that this thorn or this handicap would be removed. But the Bible says that the Lord said no. And the Lord said, "Paul, I'm not going to take the thorn away because it is expedient for you. It is what you need in your life, because pride is a horrible thing, Paul. And if you become proud in your ministry, I cannot use you. I cannot help you. And so your ministry will fizzle. Your ministry will fail. And so, Paul, I want you to know that this thorn is expedient for your life." Now, talk about trusting the heart of God and not understanding the hand of God. This was what Paul was facing in his life. And Paul had come to the conclusion that God knew best. He writes in verse number 10 of chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, "Therefore, I will take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." When I am weak, then am I strong. You see, Paul understood this biblical principle that God knows what is best for his life. And friend, God knows what is best for your life. I want to give you a couple more scriptures. Turn with me to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and let's look together at verse 71. Psalm 119 and verse 71. The Bible says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Now, let's think about what the Bible is saying here. In verse 65, the psalmist said, "Thou hast dealt well with thy servant." In other words, God has done what is right, even though I don't understand, and even though I may question God's working and God's hand in my life, I know at the end of the day, God has dwelt well with my life. And so this is trusting the heart of God. I want you to turn to Psalm 72 real quick. Hold your place in Psalm 119, and we'll go back there in just a second. But Psalm 72 in verse number 18, the Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things." God only does what is right. When the Bible says that God created this world, the scriptures tell us that God said it is good. When God created man, God said it is very good. A good God makes that which is good. It is sin that has cursed this world. It is sin that has made the mess that we see in our world today. But God is a God of wondrous things. God is a God of good things. And so this also counts in our life. God does what is good in our life. He deals with us in love and in righteousness, and God does what is good in our life, and he teaches us. Verse 66 of Psalm 119, we're back in Psalm 119, verse 66, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments before I was afflicted. I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. And then he writes here in verse number 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. God is a good God, and God has a plan for our life, and the work of God is wondrous. It is always wondrous. And even when we don't understand what God is doing, we can always trust the heart of God. Now let's take our Bible and turn to the book of Psalms and find.
You have been listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns, pastor of Kitchener Baptist Church. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for more than 10 years. He is passionate about the Word of God and God's answers for today's problems. If Pastor Burns' ministry has helped you, he would love to hear your story. Connect with us online at timelesstruths.ca. You can help keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by financially supporting this ministry. For more information on how you can partner with us, please visit our website at timelesstruths.ca or call us at 519-579-2236. Now, here is Pastor Burns with our Timeless Truth for today.
As God leads and directs our lives, we need to remember that God knows what is best for our life. Even when it doesn't seem clear, and even when it doesn't seem fair, and even when it doesn't seem good, all things work together for good to them that love God. And when we cannot see the hand of God working in our life, then we could at least trust the heart of God, knowing that God does all things well, that he does wondrous things, he loves us and cares about us, and he allows these events in our life for our benefit. And this is our timeless truth for today.
Weak ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RE Recovery? RE Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to RERecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is RERecovery.org, 226-336-7680.